Blog Talk Radio.
Never mind the stars in the sky. Never mind the when and the why. Got a feeling higher than high. This is the real thing.
Tonight you got KV and LaShawn, so we miss our brother AJ, but he's taking care of some business tonight, so we dedicate this show to him as well and his family. So LaShawn, we're just excited about being here, and thank God for you and your time. How was your day today, ma'am? How was your day?
I had a very exciting day. Had a few surprises. So yes, everything is good. Everything is really good. We've also taken care of a friend of mine, Miss Flo McCleskey, and I just, you know, want everybody to send up a prayer for her. Very
Absolutely.
Wonderful person, and
Absolutely.
She is recovering, doing a great job right now. So I'm just happy that she is well and all is well.
Absolutely, yes. We got to continue to pray for our family members and friends and just people in general. You know, that's one thing I wanted to open up today with LaShawn. You know, we just come off of Thanksgiving, and there's so much to be thankful for. So I wanted to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving and family, and would you do anything special you did over the holiday?
It was, I had a really nice holiday. We had lots of fun. I was over on the West Coast, and we just had a really great time. Very thankful, and, you know, just a really good day.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad that you're joining us. Yeah, it was excellent. Excellent time. Actually, it was a time of just taking care of stuff you normally can't do during the week, LaShawn, you know. For example, one was riding my bike. I was excited about getting my bike out and riding around the city a little bit in Kennesaw, Georgia. That was powerful. And also, too, what else? Oh, I had to get my car, you know, put my car in the shop, keep it moving and forward, you know, keep it moving on the road. So I got the oil change and whatever other maintenance was needed. So that was a good time to not to be rushed. I could just drop it off. I took the bike in the car and rode the bike back to pick it up. So it was pretty cool. So I had a good time. And did some shopping and things like that. So actually, I did some painting, too. LaShawn did a little painting on the front porch there.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty cool stuff.
Now, are you a novice, or is this a hidden talent that we're just learning about?
Well, just kind of a hidden talent, because I actually have got a lot of training from growing up during the teenage years. Actually, I had a good friend of mine in our neighborhood. He actually taught me how to paint homes. So it was pretty cool. I brought that talent back.
Yes.
So instead of paying somebody, normally you pay somebody to do it. And I said, well, I got time now during the weekend. So I just got the paint. Got what I needed and got it done. It looks beautiful, actually. It looks way better than it was. You know, the paint's peeling out front. You don't want nobody to see all that, you know, not the paint.
Right,
peeling.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So, yeah, we got that fixed. So it was just it was pretty good. It didn't take very long. The biggest thing is preparation, as you know, in anything. So it's all about preparation, ladies and gentlemen, when you're excited about life. Well, that's wonderful. Well, LaShawn, one thing I want to do, because we were off for a few days or weeks maybe, I want to let everybody know who we're talking to tonight, too, as well, ladies and gentlemen, because we had tweeted out, emailed, LinkedIn, Facebook, everything out on tonight's show. So we want to make sure everybody understands who LaShawn McQuarrie is, ladies and gentlemen. LaShawn happily serves as a life coach, author, personal trainer. She's an energy healer. Ooh, I love that part, too. Her deepest desire is to help women live a divine-filled life with their every dream and aspiration. LaShawn also loves to travel, speaking engagements, if you will, teach, read, exercise, color. And the last one we really love is she loves to have fun, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt. She resides in the Metro Atlanta area. And we're going to be really highlighting and talking about her book. We've been doing that with AJ and LaShawn. We've been doing that for several weeks now. If you'd like to learn more about a book, we're going to talk about that. But our website, in fact, let me give you the title of the book first. We love this title, LaShawn. As you know, I am not an option. LaShawn McQuarrie and A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. We just love that title. Just speaks to a lot of people. And as you know, AJ loves that book because it speaks to him in a different way.
He does.
So we love that. Yeah, he really loves that book. I could tell it over the air even. But ladies and gentlemen, you can also go to LaShawnMcQuarrie.com, and her last name is MCCRARY.com. That's LaShawnMcQuarrie.com. I want you guys to go there and purchase the book and to share that book out. Order them for gifts and so forth as well. And more information is on her site for contact information as well, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about LaShawn being with us tonight. Her book we're featuring for the next, to the probably end of the year and further, I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship. You know, one thing too, LaShawn, you know, there's a lot going on. I'm a observer of relationships today too as well. And there's a lot of people hurting. I don't want to get into too much detail, but there's a lot of people hurting for true relationships today. You know what I'm saying? Both men and women today. They really are. And it's showing up in so many different ways. I mean, little things like some people just want a hug. You know what I'm saying? Get a hug.
Right.
A good hug from somebody. You know what I'm saying? Just a good hug, or maybe even a kiss on the cheek, forehead, or something. Or and I had one lady, she just, I just need to talk to somebody. Is anybody out there I can talk to? And so LaShawn was, well, we got to talk about that a little bit. So, you know, we're going to get into the book. So people are looking to be an option, you know what I'm saying, in some areas, in a good way.
Well,
in a good way.
Because you said that, I will definitely make sure that I clarify what I'm saying when I say that I am not an option. Make sure that I clarify exactly what that means.
Absolutely, yes. We're going to definitely dive into that a little bit more. But we want to just kind of let people know, hey, we care about you. We're excited about you. We'll be praying for you. And we know there's men and women looking for that right person of the opposite sex to, you know, help them move along in life as well. So we're excited about that. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the New Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio Program with LaShawn and KV tonight. That's great. Well, that's wonderful. Well, you know, LaShawn, any opening comments? Anything you'd like to open up with, like an open monologue, anything as we continue?
Anything that I want to, you know, in honor, or I should say observation of the Thanksgiving holiday that just passed,
mm-hmm.
I want us to embark on, and for those of you who are recipients of my, what I call heart letter. Some people send out newsletters. I send out a heart letter because everything I do is from my heart. And for those of you who are recipients of that, it comes out once a week. The last week was Thanksgiving, and last Thanksgiving's message was about living gratefully. And really adopting an attitude of just living gratefully, because we shouldn't have to wait until Thanksgiving to feel grateful. We should not have to wait until Christmas to give. You know, it's just like now they call it the holiday season.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful, and I love the decorations. I love the holiday spirit, you know, the cheer, the joy. But I want everybody to at least attempt, you know, at least think about living life gratefully, because we have so many things to be grateful for on a daily basis. So there should never be a moment when we are not grateful. And I mean, even in the midst of trying times, you know, even if you're, you know, there's somebody that you love that's in the hospital, even if they just passed, and not that you're grateful for that situation, but can you be grateful because you're still here? Can you be grateful for the relationship that you had with the individual, whether they're sick or you just lost them? You know, and really find something to be grateful for, because when we take the time to sit back and count our blessings, we'll find, you know, if we really spend a lot of time and effort doing so, that we have a lot more to be grateful for than we have to complain about. And sometimes our complaints, they just, you know, they become insurmountable because that's all that we focus
on. Right.
So I want everyone really, you know, even when it comes to relationships, you know, and some people are single right now and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I had somebody in my life and all those, all that, you know.
Yeah.
Be grateful that you're alive. Be grateful that you're happy.
Yeah.
You know, focus on your love for self, your joy, because a couple years ago, I was, and this is what, 2017, so back in 2015, I was in the exact same boat that you are in with being single. By 2016, this time, I was in a relationship, really good relationship, building momentum, really strong, and now this Thanksgiving, I am engaged. So you never know how your life is going to change and what wonderful things can happen to you. But I will say this, before I received the great relationship, I was already grateful.
Yeah.
I was in love with myself. I was living life to its fullest, to the best of my ability every single day. And that's what it takes. So again, for everybody, live gratefully. Live gratefully, love yourself, give yourself everything that you think you need another person to come into your life to give you. Give that to yourself first, and before long, you will see that some wonderful man or woman is going to show up in your life.
That's powerful, LaShawn. You know, I like that. I really like that. Yeah, I was thinking while you was talking there, a friend of mine had a program for women, and it was titled Women of Standard. So the key is also to keep your standard through all of that. You know, that's the, one of the keys.
Yes.
As well.
Absolutely.
You got to keep the standards to keep your happiness.
And I agree with that. And that's a really great, valuable point to make. But here's the thing. When you are living gratefully, and you're in love with yourself, you're automatically going to stick to your standard, you know, whatever your standards may be. And who knows, maybe you'll adjust some of your standards, you know, maybe, you know, well, whatever it is that you're looking for, maybe you're going to shift and adjust that. That can happen as well. But the most important thing is, like you said, stick to your standards and, you know, and love yourself and just live life happily.
Yeah, that's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the New Love Unlimited Global Radio Network with LaShawn. We're featuring her wonderful book, I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. So if you would, LaShawn, let's take some time now and go ahead and tell people how to get the book, how to order the book, and how to get in contact with you, ma'am.
Absolutely. Well, you can go to either LaShawnMcQuarrie.com, or to make it even easier on you, you can go to the book title, which is IamNotAnOption.com. Just spell it all out, IamNotAnOption.com. You'll see links there where you can learn a little bit about me and the book. And there is also links there where you can register for my free weekly heart letter. And there's also a nice little giveaway that we're going to be giving away books and other prizes during this holiday season. So if you want to partake in that, all of the directions and everything are right there on the website. Just go to the tab where it says the book. And as soon as you get there, all the information is there. It's really clear, really easy. And we would really love for you to participate in the show. It's kind of like an on-air book club that we're doing. So any questions or comments that you have, if you've read the book, or if you're just listening to our conversation on today's show or any of the other shows, we want to hear from you. So make sure that you give us a call at 347-843-4559. Again, that's 347-843-4559. And of course, if anyone would like to contact me personally, you can find me through either of my websites, or you can find me on social media under my name, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all under LaShawn McQuarrie. So find me online. Let's connect. Let's talk. And let's bring more love into our life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, LaShawn. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're excited about this wonderful book. And, you know, a little bit, LaShawn, let's talk about this wonderful title, I Am Not an Option. And, of course, we always have to ask the author, how did you come up with that particular title for our new listeners around the globe there? Just incredible.
You know, when I was sitting down to, you know, figure out the title, the book was near completion, and I knew it was time for me to come up with the title and then the book cover. And I originally sat down with, I just pulled all the titles out, and I wrote them up on a whiteboard, and I looked at them and looked at them and tried to play around with words, and nothing came to me. And that was on the first day. And by the second day, I was out and about, and so I just, you know, wrote everything down. I'm a big pen and paper girl. I know everybody else that likes the electronic world, but nope, I'm old school. Give me a sheet of paper and a park bench, and I'm good. Well,
absolutely.
I'm there, and I'm just writing words and writing, and I was trying to think of, you know, okay, well, what does the book mean to me? And what do I want other people to receive? And what does the book embody? And so I just started asking myself general questions like that. And I would write down a bunch of phrases. It means this, it means that. And so I just started writing down, you know, a lot of different phrases or any power words that came to me. And then finally, I noticed that there were a couple of words on the sheet of paper that were in different, like, statements or on a different spot on the page, but they seemed like they would go together. And before long, I realized the word option was sticking out at me. And so I played around with that, and then I added some other words, and I was like, oh, I am not an option. This is it. That's the title.
Yeah. Oh,
and then I realized also that I wanted to add a subtitle of A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships, putting self-love first, because that's the basis for everything, that we need to know how to love ourselves first and then in our relationship. And so it all just kind of very divinely came together. And it was such a beautiful experience, and I was really excited. And I remember sending a text to my he's my fiance now, but we were still boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. And I sent it to him, and he goes, oh, my gosh, that's it. You know, that's a beautiful title that fits. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I just loved
it.
And I knew from that point on, you know, and then when I got online to see if I can get the web address and it was available, and he goes, it was meant for you. It was waiting for you. And
absolutely.
I honestly believe that. So it was great.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier about the title of, you know, I am not an option. And there are some people out there that want to be an option, you know, for relationships and everything.
Right.
But let me explain what that means. When I in this book, for those of you who haven't read it, and hopefully you will go ahead and get a copy because it's a really great read. One of the things is about, as a woman, we all need to, of course, love ourselves, and we always need to make sure that we maintain our power and that we are speaking our truths in our lives, whatever our truth is, that we're taking ownership of it and that we're walking in it. So when I say that I'm not an option, I'm talking about women, all of us. I want all of us to be able to say in our lives that we are not an option when it comes to speaking our truth, that we are not an option when it comes to being present in our lives, that we are not an option when it comes to getting the things that we desire and that we deserve in our lives. So it's more about us showing up in our own lives as compared to just being an option for someone else. Or, you know, someone said to me, well, is your title basically saying to guys that I'm not an option? And I said, no, it goes much deeper and much further than that. It's about us showing up in our lives and saying to ourselves that I am not an option. Again, that my presence is not an option. My truth is not an option.
Yeah.
My body is not an option. My heart,
right,
my mind.
Right,
that these things are not an option. And because of that, when you meet a man, then he can see that you are not an option, that those things about you are not an option. Therefore, he has to show up in a certain way. He has to respect you and be kind and courteous to you because the word that came up earlier, those are your standards. And he understands it, and he can see that in you. So there's no need to get him told or even just have to say to him that I am not an option because he will know.
And absolutely.
A very big difference. Yeah.
Yes,
and that,
it is.
And just,
it really
you know,
is.
Telling somebody I'm not an option.
Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that too, LaShawn. You helped me out a little bit, and if I'm off base a little bit. But in light of all the accusations that are going on around the globe, if you will, in the area of relationships, and I'll just keep it that way as well. You know, a lot of people being accused of this and that and so forth as well. But what I'm excited about, the fact that women are coming forward. You know, in these areas, I'm talking about the ones that are true, specifically that are true against men that who've taken advantage of situations for whatever reason. I'm not getting into all of that. But basically, I think women today are saying, hey, I'm not an option. I mean, they're finally coming out to say that, not saying it like you're saying it in your book, but they're really saying that. I'm saying these women are serious, man. But it doesn't have the courage to do it earlier. But they were trying to say it, but they couldn't say it for different reasons. I think a lot of women are coming forth now with these issues of the men that have took advantage of them are saying, hey, I'm not an option either. Now I finally said it, and they feel better about it. Does that make sense?
It makes perfectly good sense, and actually, it's in a bit of a different context, but it is still the same message, because now it's saying that part of me that was afraid to speak up for my rights before, that part of me that, you know, just said, well, he's a powerful guy, nobody's going to believe me, that you are saying that I am going to bring this to the spotlight because I was hurt, I was damaged, and now, as a result, other women are getting the courage to step up as well. And that's what we need. And here's the thing, because I don't want anyone to think that it's about being anti-man or against men or trying to get men in trouble.
No, it's not.
It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with
but
that.
But what it is doing is not only is it empowering women to step up, those who haven't in the past, it's giving women, if this happened now, and in the future, it's giving our daughters the courage to step up and say that something happened and to correct the situation. And that also prevents it from happening to other women. So that's one portion of it. But here's the great thing, because no one is really looking at it from another perspective, which is a lot of these guys are doing things to hurt women, and they don't even realize that they're doing it. Now, some do.
Right, right.
Some do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of them think that, you know, it's okay because maybe they were raised a certain way.
Right,
or all
right.
the other guys at work do it.
Right.
Or, you know, my dad did it. The president of the company did it. You know, whatever the reason is. And so now we have this beautiful opportunity to make it right.
Yeah.
And help those guys out because they need to know that there's an offense that was taking place, and whether it was intentional, whether they realized they were doing it or not, now that they are aware, they can do something about it. And if they do something about it in their own lives, they can help out their sons. They can help out other men and young boys who need to know. Who needs this information to say, hey, it's not okay to talk to a woman like that. It's not okay to be in a position of power and just think that another woman is going to have sex with you or she's going to expose her body to you. You know, and so they are raising the standard for men basically to where it should be. And this is, these are things that are possible now that everything is coming out. You know, and so I applaud the women for standing up, and I pray for and I send love to all of the women and the men, because I know everybody always wants to shower their love on the victims, and of course we're going to share, you know, shower love on the victims.
Right.
If we're ever going to make the world a better place, if we're ever going to really bring real peace and joy and love into this world, we need to also love on the abusers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or, you know, and again, regardless of how they got to that position, because there's something missing in their lives as well.
Right.
And this is what we need to understand so that we can help them get better.
Absolutely, LaShawn. That was well said, and that's the way it's going. That's exactly right. And that's what we want. We want the healing part to come out, LaShawn.
Yes.
That's what we want. We want the healing to come out. We want the forgiveness. We want the understanding of what happened for those who did things that were incorrect. We want you to be able to ask for forgiveness. You may have to go through some consequences with that still, but the point is you need to go through that type of healing and forgiveness for yourself and then to the families and so forth as well, and keep it moving. So, yeah, that's powerful, LaShawn. Yeah, that's very good. So, yeah, I Am Not an Option, ladies and gentlemen. The book is just very timely. And I tell you, it's just amazing. A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. And that's exactly, I believe, that's happening right now. The self-love in women are coming forth more, and the relationships are getting better and better, I believe. Slowly but surely, they're going to improve, LaShawn, as you know. I love it. Well, wonderful. Hey, we're going to come back with LaShawn and KB in a minute. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, LaShawn, and stay on schedule here. I love it. So we're going to have some fun today. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with you. This is the new Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio program with LaShawn and KV, and we're just having some good times tonight promoting I Am Not an Option, the book by LaShawn McCrary, ladies and gentlemen, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship. We'll be back with some more talk with LaShawn in a few seconds. Hold on, guys.
Get ready. Confunction's 45-year anniversary cruise, hosted by radio personality Connie Breeze. This five-day cruise leaving from New Orleans, traveling to Cozumel and the Yucatan, includes live entertainment from the legendary R&B artist, Confunction, Rick, Sherelle, Wait, There's More, the voice of Steve Arrington, Yarbrough and Peoples, Club Nouveau, and Miss Superwoman herself, Karen White.
Register for your tickets today for this 45th anniversary cruise package and event, May 12th to 17th, 2018. Available only through Annie's Fantasy Cruises.
Call 844-855-3386. Once again, that is 844-855-3386. Or download the Confunction app from the Play Store or iTunes to reserve your tickets.
Reserve your tickets today by calling 844-855-3386.
Boy and girl, boy said, I love you so.
Oh, LaShawn, I love that song, lady. I love that song. It's a powerful song. My wife and I play that occasionally, and I try to sing it to her as well. It's a really good song. I'll get you. It'll get you moving.
Can you sing?
Yeah, a little bit. I can sing a little bit. Yeah, definitely. So, I am a huge romantic, big time. And never talk about that because it's none of their business out there, right? But I'm a big romantic, big
Aww,
romantic.
Sweet.
I love it. So I'm excited. Yeah, so that, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with LaShawn on the new Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio program, Mighty Love. You know, LaShawn, most people on the planet are looking for that mighty love. You know, that one person that's going to help them and move along in life and have fun like you do and travel and learn, teach and speak and read and write books and all that good stuff as well. That's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to LaShawn about our new book, ladies and gentlemen, one of the latest ones, I Am Not an Option. What a wonderful title. I mean, it's just, it really hits you really nicely. A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship. You know, LaShawn, I wanted to take you back to the beginning. How this book even came about, I guess, you know, the first time you put something to paper, if you will, from pen and paper, how did it kick off? Man, how do you kick off something like that, really?
Well, man. I honestly can't take credit for any of it because it was very divinely inspired.
Amen.
What happened was I was driving around with my current fiance. We were just, you know, dating at the time.
Yeah.
And we began to have a conversation about relationships and life.
Yeah.
And he shared with me that there was another woman that he had previously dated that called to ask him, why me? And
yeah,
I thought that that was a strange question for her to ask. And, you know, he explained to her that I knew what I wanted and that I had no problems sharing with him exactly what I wanted. And because of that, I got it. And I asked him, I said, well, what did she say? And what, you know, what were other women saying? And that's when he informed me that for a couple of years prior to him meeting me, that the women that he was meeting were all saying, no, I don't want a relationship. We can just hang out and do whatever.
Yeah.
But no one was speaking up and saying that they wanted a relationship. So, you know, at that time when he said that to me, it was as if my spirit just rose up inside of me. I mean, I could literally physically feel my spirit rising up inside of me.
Mm.
And I said to myself, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And when I said we're, I was talking about all of the women across the planet. I mean, I literally felt that within my being that it was time for us to do something different, you know, because I was a little bit angry. I was very confused, but more than anything, I was saddened and hurt because I realized that, you know, there are probably so many women out there that are just not speaking their truth. And the very next day, I sat down and I began to write. At the time, I didn't have a title. I didn't have chapters.
Yeah.
I just knew that something needed to be done for women. That someone needed to speak up and say something, and that was my answer. That was my answer to the problem and my
that's
way of
awesome.
Helping women.
That is awesome, LaShawn.
So
yeah, that's
how, that's
yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's wonderful. You know, I was just looking at the again, LaShawn. I was looking at the title again, and I am not an option. And LaShawn, you know what I just got out of that as well? God is also saying he's not an option either. You know what I'm saying? He's saying that he's not an option either. So, I mean, that, you know, just kind of takes it to that level for him. But I'm saying I'm not an option. You're right. Women are not an option. But God says he's not an option as well. So, I mean, that's divinely, that divine connection is there that people are not options. You know, basically what I'm saying. Yeah.
And that's a wonderful observation to make, Kevin, because you know what? Whenever, you know, first of all, I am. And anything that we place after I am sticks. But if you start with the original I am, you know, the source God, the creator of I am, when you go to that, and when we are grounded in God, we realize the power of I am.
Absolutely.
You know, so you know, when you take yourself off as being an option, you also stop God from being an option, because the two actually go very much hand in hand.
Yes,
and
they
so
do.
This isn't just, you know, a relationship with other people journey. It's a relationship with yourself. It's a relationship
with
God. Because when we're not giving ourselves what we are supposed to be having, when we're not truly loving and taking care of ourselves, you know, that in and of itself is a mock a mock against God. So, yeah, you know, they definitely go together. And, you know, it's interesting because someone has suggested to me, they said, you know, you should have titled the book, You Are Not an Option. And I said, no. And I said, because it's not my place to say it. I said, we as women individually need to stand up and say to it ourselves. And it's interesting because I was with a group of women about a month or so ago, and it was interesting because we sat around and we kind of had like this little impromptu book club meeting. And one of the ladies was reading from the book, and then she stood up and she said, and you know why? Because I am not an option. And we all just kind of laughed and cheered. And it was this very powerful moment because that's what I wanted them to do. Because it's one thing for me to say, Kevin, you're a great guy. But it's another thing entirely for you to sit back and say to yourself, I am a great person.
Right.
Totally.
That's right. Yeah. You got ownership.
And that's
got
what
big
I want
time.
Him to be able
Yeah, you
to
got
do.
Big time. Yeah, that was brilliant. That was very brilliant, LaShawn, because you want ownership. Everybody who reads the book, title of the book, or, you know, reads the title of the book or reads and reads the book, they will have ownership to that. It's not about you. It's about everybody else. It's you too, but
yes,
it's not
exactly.
everybody.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the perfect word. Again, you've been using some really powerful words this evening. You know, ownership, for them to take ownership of their stuff. You know, and when we think about it, that's where it starts. You know, I have to take ownership of my stuff. You have to take ownership of yours, because I can't control anybody but myself. You know, at the end of the day, we can't control anybody but ourselves. Now, we can try to manipulate other people. You know, and we get physically forceful, sure, that we can control another person, but that's not our place. So we're going to really position ourselves properly and be the men and women that we were created to be. Then it's about us just taking ownership of ourselves, us being the best people that we can be.
Absolutely. That's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the book with LaShawn McQuarrie, ladies and gentlemen, author of I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship, for those out there who have read the book and know about the book as well. Or if you have a relationship question or anything, you know, related to a relationship, we love to have you call in. And if you would, let us know by press 1 on your phone and the star sign, 1 and the star sign. That'll give me an indicator that you want to be on the show. If you have a question for LaShawn or myself, as relates to the book or relationships, we love to have you come on. So just press 1 and the star sign on your phone, and now let me know you want to be online, and we'll mention only your last 4 digits because we are on the World Wide Web for the network. So press 1 and the star sign, and they'll let me know you want to come on live on the program and be a part of the network. So we'll keep it moving on that area. Well, LaShawn, that was powerful. Yeah, that was very good. So I tell you, it's exciting. And you're right, the divine side of it is coming out. I mean, you can feel the divineness of just the title. You know what I'm saying? When you think about it, if you're in that, if you understand, I guess if you're connected to the divine, you'll understand that a little better for sure. So that's powerful. Very, very good. I love it. Just incredible. You know, one thing too is encouraging, I wanted to talk about a little bit with you too before we go to another break later, is can you just talk to those who are listening out there that need to have a little push about getting that book out, getting those poems out, getting that play out, getting that movie out, whatever it's inside of them. Can you push them a little bit more to get it done and not just think about it, but to literally get it done, because it's not an option anymore? Help them out a little
bit. You know, that's a really powerful charge that you just gave me. And I say that because one of the things that I realize when it comes to purpose and producing products is you know you're on the right path when there's a pull and you don't have to push.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is I felt the words when I said that something rose up inside of me. It was as if there was it was just pushing itself out of me.
Yeah.
And I could feel myself being pulled. Like, it had to come out. You know, it was as if it was drawing me in, as if the book was saying, hey, you come to me so that I can come through you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that's such an organic way, you know, in some of the best songs and movies and just different creative ideas and pieces of artwork come when we allow ourselves to be pulled naturally in the direction of that which we desire. And so for anyone who's out there, and maybe you're listening tonight and you're struggling with finishing a certain project or something like that, I want you to stop and ask yourself, am I even going in the right direction? You know, is this? And I'll give you my own personal example. You know, I am also a personal trainer. I've done personal training for many years. I love it. It's a lot of fun. And I've tried to do certain things so far as, you know, speaking and doing things when it comes to health and wellness. And even though I love those things and they're very important, none of that ever really worked out the way that I wanted it to. And I realize now it's because that's not the road it was meant for me to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I could do it, and even though I would do a great job at it, this is more of my lane. The spirituality, the helping women, as I like to call it, see themselves as God sees them, and helping women get themselves back. That's my lane. And when I ride that lane, things just begin to unfold. And it's a lot easier. And sometimes I even use the word effortless, because that's truly what it was like for me when I was writing the book. And so I say to you, yes, you are going to have to put forth some effort. Yes, you know, there are going to be times that you have long days and longer nights. Yes, those things are sometimes a part of it. But I say to you to just make sure that you are clear, crystal clear on what your path is, crystal clear on the direction. And when you have times when you're not as clear, when, you know, things seem a little hazy, and I completely understand that because I've gone through that many times in my life, then what I want you to do is sit and be still. And I know sometimes that is the hardest thing to do, is to be still when you're not sure how things are going to work out. You know, when you're not sure if you're going in the right direction, if, you know, how you should be doing, should I go do A or should I do B? You know, should I go left or right? I know that can be a challenge, but I really want you to practice that. Be still until you get the clarity that you need so that you can go and, you know, on the right path, at the right time, with the right people, so that magic can truly happen in your life.
Powerful, LaShawn. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. The divine connection. And it's, you know, of course, I'm a man, ladies and gentlemen, but it's sort of like birthing a baby. The baby's got to come out. It can't stay in. It's got to come out in order to get the joy and release. So that's powerful. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I love writing poems as well. LaShawn, so I remember at times, you know, it kind of comes, it comes when it needs to, but I remember writing my mom a poem years ago, a couple, she's gone on to see the Lord now, but I wrote her, I think, a poem about a couple years ago now, 3 or 4 years ago, but it just flowed, you know, I was thinking about my mom and family, and it just flowed out, I didn't have to do any editing, you know, just kind of like that, and I just, so I know what you're talking about, when it's ready to be birthed, it comes right out, man. It's amazing. So I get excited when that happens. You can write a show, you can write a book, you can write a whole theme, you know, whatever. You can come up with a whole new business plan if the Lord is blessing you in a mighty way. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to LaShawn McQuarrie about the new book. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Not an Option. And for those who want to talk about relationships and the book, if you will, press star one and the star sign, one and the star sign. That'll let me know you want to come on. And if you have a comment about relationships, or anything you want to talk about relationships based on what's happening today in your life and others' lives, we're going to mention only your last four digits. But press one and the star sign, and that'll give me an indication that you want to come on and share whatever you like to share. Okay, so your lines are open, and we'll look for that as we continue to talk to LaShawn. Well, that's great. I'll tell you, LaShawn, let people know how to get the book. LaShawn, it's time to let people know how to get that book, because Christmas time is coming, folks, spending that money, dropping them credit cards.
Yes. Yes, if everyone would go to IamNotAnOption.com, you can buy electronic copies. You can also buy paperback copies. Make sure you go ahead and order those as soon as possible. Give them away. Excuse me. Give them away at stocking stuffers to all the women you know. And guess what? The men have been reading this book, and they are loving it
exactly.
as well. So I want you to make sure that you get a copy, whether you are male or female, because I'm hearing guys say, well, I know it says a woman's guide to self-love and relationships, but I am a man, and I have gained a lot of wisdom from reading this book. This is really a relationship book. So I received that, and I just want the book to bless the planet. So if you're on the planet, get a copy of the book for yourself. Get it for other people. Read it. Learn from it. You know, and share with me what you've learned from the book, because I want to know. I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Your input is very important and valuable to me. So let us know. Again, that's IamNotAnOption.com.
Powerful. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's LaShawn, the author of the new book, as we are featuring tonight and talking about for the rest of the year and beyond. I Am Not an Option, the Women's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. I love it. Well, as you know, we got to pay some bills here, LaShawn. We're going to pay some bills and come on right back in a few seconds. Y'all hold on out there. For those who want to come on after the break here, we'll be a few minutes here. You can press 1 and the star sign on the phone or text me. If you want to text me your comment or anything you would like, question for LaShawn or myself, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We'll be glad to put that on the air for you as well. And we'll only mention your last 4 digits if you plan to come on, okay? Hey, we're going to go to break. LaShawn, we'll be right back with you guys. Hold on. This is Love Unlimited.
Welcome to the Love Unlimited radio show. This new show will offer listeners a unique perspective that will come from both married and single individuals who are trying desperately to find and maintain that true love that everyone so much desires. Dating shows are nothing new, but they're nearly always entertaining. Some of the most weird and awkward moments in dating are often not seen or mentioned. The question is, how many people in America ever find true love? I would guess not a high percentage. But that sure doesn't mean we don't keep trying at any age.
The Love Unlimited radio show, hosted by AJ and LaShawn, will give you the real scoop in a positive perspective. We will discuss those topics that most tend to keep to themselves or just too embarrassed to talk about. Everything from online dating, marriages, divorces, along with conversations from LaShawn's new book, I'm Not an Option. This show is provocative and informative, giving our listeners an interactive voice they can use to help find that true love.
Tune in each week as we will discuss topics and conduct interviews on love and relationships in the new millennium. You can hear us directly on your smartphones each week by dialing 347-843-4559. Once again, that's 347-843-4559. Or follow us on Twitter at LoveUNL Radio. Thanks for listening.
How could I let you chase instead of how. I get so mad at you, like parents ought to do, in the middle of the room. Got no time to count my sheep today, baby. How could I let you get away when I knew I'd need somebody soon?
Showing your romantic side this evening. You went old school with the music.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, we got to do a show just on that, because there's something about that era, you know, where things were better as far as relationships and, you know, respect for women. Not to say everything was perfect, but you know what I mean. Had a lot of respect for women and vice versa. A lot of dating was going on, and you know, things happened that were better than it is today. So something about that wonderful music, and we lost some of that because, you know, things move forward, you know, in different ways. But it's all good, ladies and gentlemen, it's all good. Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the New Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio Program with LaShawn and KV tonight. Wow, what a tremendous show so far, LaShawn. I'm excited about just listening to you on this wonderful book, I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships, ladies and gentlemen. So excited. Well, tell you what, LaShawn, you know, I was going to also ask you about, you know, too, while we got a few more, you know, we got about a half hour or so to go. But, you know, one of the things that I'm always observing people, you know, in relationships, as far as, you know, people listening to people. I got friends that are looking for husbands, and I got men that are looking for wives and things like that. So we always listen to them as well. But today, there's so much going on today. I mean, you almost got to do a 50-page background check on everything before you even talk to somebody. I'm saying, man, how do you do it? But LaShawn, from your perspective, how long do you need to date today, and what telltale signs? We kind of talked about that before. Some of the telltale signs that maybe, hey, this guy is not right, or this girl is not right, and not judging anybody. It's just that you got to do some litmus tests today, man. I'm telling you, if somebody's still talking about cutting somebody's head off, or they want to steal something, you know, you might want to leave them real quick. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I mentioned that, and I remember when I was dating my wife in college, and I remember I didn't know it was a test then, but, you know, you put your best foot forward when you're dating. You know that you're going to be the gentleman of the world no matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
We went to a restaurant, and I got to ask her again, does she remember doing that? I'm sure she did. But we went to a restaurant just off campus there. And I remember we had, I think it was water, either water or soda or something. But anyway, she basically took she took the straw out of the water, and she flinged the water on me. And I think she was just looking for a reaction. But luckily, I reacted nicely. She didn't get crazy on her, you know, and start asking why are you doing that and all that kind of stuff. So the point is there, ladies and gentlemen, that you may get tested. And I could have messed up. big time. You know, had I got angry for whatever reason, maybe you got it on my tie or my suit, or, you know, why are you putting water on my suit? We out of here. I'm out of here. You know, some people do that, you know, and just leave the scene, you know, just because of something silly, stuff like that. You know, if she had spilled water on me, am I going to get all crazy and get all mad about what just happened? You know, so it's very important, though, today, LaShawn. But what would you say women should do today? Because we really have to protect our women today, and there's people out there who take advantage of situations. And I'm really talking about people who are coming into the dating game new, if you will. They don't know, they don't have any matureness. But what would you say, how would people date today? How should people date today?
Well, you know, it really is different.
Yeah, it is.
Even
it
with
really
the
is.
Modern technology of everybody having a smartphone or some type of an iPad or tablet, you know, where before it was the phone. You know, if you wanted to contact somebody, you either called them on the phone or you had to go to their house.
That's
where
correct.
Now you can type a message on your phone, send them a text message, you can email the person, you can get online and, you know, Skype the person, you know, or even through your phone. You know, you can FaceTime the person.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different apps and different ways. Then you have online dating. You also have Tinder apps. You know, I was just talking to a couple last week that actually told me that they met on Tinder, and they're a beautiful couple. So, you know, and I actually talk about this in the book about, well, first and foremost, let me back up. Before you start dating, do you? That means make sure you're in love with yourself. That means you're forgiving anybody that you may have been upset with. You're not in a space where you're hating men or hating women if you're a man.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're really looking at and you're taking stock of yourself. What have I done in my previous relationships? You know, because there's never all the men are bad or all the women are bad. There's always something in us. There's always some part that we've played in it. So that's first and foremost is for you to get yourself in order. The second thing is to also make sure that you are not looking at this person to come into your life to bring you happiness and joy, but that you already have happiness and joy in your life without that person. Because if you don't, you are giving way too much of your power away. If I can only be happy when my fiance is around, there is a big, huge problem. And the problem is with LaShawn, not with him. And so all of you, you know, be happy in your own space. You know, learn how to go out to dinner by yourself, go to the movies by yourself. If you can, travel by yourself. And I'm not saying you have to go overseas, but learn how to do things by yourself and get comfortable in your own space. Because for one, that's very attractive. And for two, that's what you need to do, because in the event that that relationship doesn't work, you don't want to fall to pieces.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, that's another portion of, you know, you getting yourself together. Next, you know, experiment. You know, see what works for you. If online dating totally doesn't work for you, then don't online date. But I will say this, you can't sit at home on your couch and expect Prince Charming to come knocking at your door. So be present in life. I don't know, I don't think I shared this evening, but I shared in the book about how I met my fiance at a Super Bowl party. Now, prior to that party, months before that September, I lost my grandmother and my mother. And so it was a very, you know, sad time for me. But I decided that I loved them. Their time had come to transition, and that I was going to start doing my best and doing a better job of celebrating life and just being happy. And I am an avid football fan. I love football. So I made it a point to say every Sunday I was going to go to a sports bar. I was going to kick back. That was going to be my cheat day. I was going to have, you know, wings and fries, and I was going to have a good time. And that's what I did. And because I made that declaration to myself and to my happiness, what happened is I met the person who invited me to the party where my fiance was.
Wow, do you see
how that works? Because
I was out there doing life.
So for those of you who are trying to hope somebody will hook you up and who you know and all of that, you don't even have to do all of that. When you are just doing you and taking care of you, you will attract certain situations and things and people to you because you don't have any resistance and you don't have any baggage. You're not carrying all your baggage around with you. So, see, I had gotten rid of those things, and I was just focused on being happy and enjoying life.
Right,
so this person sees me and invites me to a party that's months away.
Yeah.
And they even said, I know this party is months away, but you seem like a really nice person, and I really like to invite you. So I give the person my email address. And check this out, Kevin. What makes it even better is that the person contacted me a couple weeks before the Super Bowl party because they wanted to invite me to the Super Bowl party first. It was originally to go to a martini party. The Super Bowl party was first. So they contacted me and said, hey, if you don't have, you know, another party to go to, why don't you come by here? And I did have another invite, but I took that one. And because I took that invite, it put me in the location to at least meet my fiance for the first time. And then later on, that was when we exchanged phone numbers, and the rest, as they say, is history. So
that's
I'm telling you all that to say, let go of how you think you have to meet someone. Let go of thinking that you're never going to meet anybody. Because I said, I am going to meet some nice man. I don't know when, I don't know how, but somewhere, somehow, I am going to meet it. And so when I least expected it, when I least expected it, that's when he appeared. So for all of you, open yourself up to happiness, to joy, to love within yourself first. Go out there, enjoy your life. Stop talking about what you don't have and just enjoy yourself and see what happens. And again, if the online dating thing isn't for you, I tried it. It didn't work for me, but it may work for you. I've known people that have gotten married from that, you know, so so don't try to limit yourself. At least explore things and find out if you like it or if you don't like it and then move on from there. But, you know, really make up your mind that you are going to be found.
Yeah, that's
yourself
powerful.
Out there so that you can be found.
Stop chasing it
and let it come to you.
Absolutely.
So that's my best advice for anybody who's dating.
That's brilliant, LaShawn. Very brilliant. Matter of fact, as you was talking, I was thinking, I just wrote down the law of attraction. Basically, what you're talking about is the law of attraction. But you got to do you. You got to attract what you, you got to do you, but you're going to attract what you're trying to attract without necessarily attracting it.
Right.
Whatever that means,
and,
you know
and,
what I'm saying?
And what a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of people say, well, you attract what you think, and that's a part of it. But the entirety of it is you attract what you are.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. If you want to have fun, you know, and I'll hear people say, oh, I want somebody that's fun, but every time I talk to you, you're talking about how bored you are. Well, that doesn't match. You know, that doesn't match at all. So if you want to attract a person that's fun and outgoing, be fun and outgoing. You want somebody that's loving, be kind, be that which you want to bring into your life. And that's like one of my favorite quotes by, I believe it's Gandhi, that we become the change we wish to see in the world. Become that change. Become that person. Become that partner that you want to attract in your life. And, of course, there's always going to be some things about you that are opposite.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you have to have your main focus in a certain place. And, you know, one of my things was I wanted to get out there and I needed to travel a little bit more. And I really wanted to enjoy my life and just have a blast. Well, guess what? My fiance has that exact same agenda for his life. Travel, get out there and have fun. So what do? We travel, we get out there and we have a blast. So, you know, and
that's
so that's the way it works. So, so everyone try that.
Yeah, that's wonderful, LaShawn. You know, I was thinking too, LaShawn, you was talking over the years, you observe certain things because you can always, ladies and gentlemen, you can sometimes get third party connections. For example, a person may see something in your, we'll use your fiance, they see, you know, the friend see something in him, and then they see you and me too. They say, well, maybe either subconsciously or consciously, they say, well, maybe these guys can come together at the same party. They're not necessarily to hook up, but just they're inviting the similar and same type people. And then, of course, from there, things happen after that. But third party is so good as well to LaShawn, because certain people will invite certain people to their parties, you know, like minds, if you will, people who like to, you know, have fun and things like that. And obviously they picked it up with you, and you never know what happens after that. But that's a good, that happens all the time, I think, outside of the regular dating system. People just hook people up, not even knowing they're hooking them up, you know, necessarily. It's all good.
Right.
It's really good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, powerful.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
It. Yeah, that's wonderful. So, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn's talking about never give up. You know, you may have to try different things. I don't know how well. I think eHarmony, LaShawn, I think that's working pretty good for people. Some people, I don't know what the success rate is there, but I heard eHarmony and a couple other ones that really do a good matching system for people, helps them out as well. So we just thank God for, you know, sites that really make it a little more scientific, but it works out for some, obviously, not for everybody, I'm sure.
Right.
But,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's never going to be one,
right,
one philosophy, one product,
right,
that works,
right,
for everybody.
Exactly.
And
absolutely,
that's why it's important for everyone to figure out what works,
absolutely,
for you.
You
know,
absolutely,
you need to know what works for you. And, you know, and
mm-hmm,
I need to add to that list as well, Kevin, that you also have to have kind of what you mentioned earlier about your list of standards, or what I like to call, what are your deal breakers? Because even if they have all these great characteristics that you love, if they're a thief, are you okay with that?
Right.
If they're on
exactly.
drugs, are you okay with that? You know, if you say, okay, I don't mind somebody that drinks, well, how much can he drink? You know,
right,
can he drink until he passes out and you're still okay with that? You know, can he just get a little tipsy, or, you know, whatever that is. And there's an exercise that I actually have in the book, in the reflection lessons, that walk you through that. You know, they're asking you those questions. You know, what is it that you want? What are the characteristics that you want in a man, so that you know, or if you're a guy reading it, it will be for a woman. What characteristics do you want in a woman? But really being descriptive and knowing exactly what it is that you want in a person. You know, or at least what you most certainly don't want. And you know what you do want. You know, I know that me dating somebody that is a smoker, I don't tolerate cigarette smoke. So that's automatically a no-no. You know, he can be really great looking, have a great body, have a very successful career. But that's once you pull out a cigarette, I'm going in the opposite direction. Some people are fellow smokers, and some people don't smoke, but they don't care. That's not a deal breaker for them. So you really have to make your own list. You know, you need to know what works for you, because what works for me doesn't work for my girlfriend.
That's right. That's
what works for them doesn't work for me. Yeah, so we have to really know
that's
ourselves
good.
And what we want.
That's wonderful, LaShawn. Hey, LaShawn, while I was thinking about it too, let's talk briefly about the number of people that you should talk to. Say, for example, you're starting your dating. But, I mean, should you get counsel from other people as you're dating someone maybe today, for example, like your minister or mom and dad or brother and sister or, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, whoever, somebody you can trust? How important is that process today for people to get, not to judge anybody, but just to see what they think about this person, you know, and try to, you know, take their opinion about it. And then you, of course, make your final decision on that. But how important is that important today to have others to kind of, you know, take an evaluation of a person you're dating today, whether it's a man or a woman? Should they do that today, you think?
Oh, that's a really great question. And for something like that, I always say you really have to be careful and use your best judgment. Because let's say you have a parent, and no matter who you put in front of them, they're not going to be good enough. Then why put yourself through that? You know,
good point.
And I would say, you know, you want to really make sure that you are receiving wise counsel. You know, and know the position of the person, because a lot of times people will give you advice coming from where they are and not from where you are. So, example, if that person just got divorced, you really should talk to divorced people about new relationships, because some of them, if they're still angry and they're bitter, well, they seem like a nice person, but girl, I wouldn't get married again. And I, you know, man, that's the wrong thing to do. You know, so you really do have to be
careful. If you're going to seek out advice, and it's not necessarily a bad thing to do, but you want to look at that person as objectively as you can, because whatever they say, once those words are released, they can't be recalled. And you never know what you're letting get down in your spirit because that person spoke it. And it may not even be true about the person. But now you're paranoid and you're, you know, and you're getting rid of somebody that maybe you need to keep in your life. So whatever you do, use your best judgment. You know, use your own discernment. This is why I'm so big on everybody having their own personal relationship with God. Because you need to be able to say, forget them. I'm going straight to God. God, you tell me. Is this the man or the woman for me? Is this the right relationship? Should I walk away? Should I let go? Should I forgive? Yeah. You know, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That, I mean, that's the absolute best.
Absolutely. That's powerful, LaShawn. You know, you mentioned something earlier when we were talking about the old school songs. LaShawn, I remember growing up in upstate New York, I was dating in high school. And one of the things we always did, of course, we either walked over to the girlfriend's house or boyfriend. It was always walking somewhere or riding a bike, you know, to go see them. But we were always in their home with the, you know, with the parents or whatever, or with the sisters and brothers, just with them, with the girlfriend, with the boyfriend, and all or on the phone. But today, and what I'm getting at, but today it doesn't seem like people are getting to know anyone today.
No,
they got all this stuff.
Right.
They're not really getting to know the person. You know what I'm saying? They got all the, they'd rather go home and read social media than ask the person about themselves, you know, in the right way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they'd rather take the negative out of the social media and say, well, I guess that's not the one. Well, you don't even know who I am. I mean, just because it said that don't mean nothing about that. So how important is that today to just for, I mean, conversation? I'm trying to encourage men, too, to have good conversation, ask right questions, but also be romantic at the same time. And a lot of guys just didn't grow up like that. They just don't know how to do it. But the point is what would you say to folks that need to hear that? They need to talk to people. You need to talk to your girlfriend, talk to your boyfriend, ask questions,
to get to know them.
And I guess is what I'm trying to say, LaShawn. Any comment about that? Just getting to know the person. Don't go by nothing else. Get to know them.
Right. The best way to get to know a person is to be in the presence of the person. And that was one of the things, you know, that I never liked about online dating was at the end of the day, a person can write anything on a social media profile. They can put up any pictures that they want to. And, you know, there are some people that are dead giveaways. You know, there are some people that put so much negativity and ugly stuff up there. You can automatically say, okay, and rule them out. But then there's other people where maybe they make some pretty decent posts, you know, and they're saying positive things. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that they're still the person for you. And
that's
so,
right.
you know, and one of the things that I suggested in the book is that when you're dating, is to treat it like an audition.
Mm-hmm.
You're just watching to see the person.
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
them show you who they are. You know, and you know, go out with a person on a couple of dates and see, you know, when another attractive person walks by, do they turn all the way around? You know, do they just, you know, once the person is out of their eyesight, you know, do they leave it alone? You know, are they flirting with it? You know, all whatever it is that's important to you. You know, see if the guy pulls out your chairs, if he opens doors for you. You know, whatever it is. You know, see if she's a lady, and you know, just different things, whatever it is that you're looking for in a person, you pick that up in their body language. You hear it in the conversation.
Yeah.
And anytime if you just sit back and listen long enough, people will tell you everything you need to know. But that's why you need to leave yourself open and let them tell you who they are. Don't make up a story for them. And ladies, you have a tendency of being guilty of this. Oh, he's so cute and he's so funny, but he just said some stuff that's really, really crazy, and you're missing it because you're focused on cute and funny. You want to write everything down. If he said it, it applies. So we want to take everything into consideration. We're not leaving anything on the table, and then you make a decision from there. So, yeah, that, you know, just social media and checking out somebody's page, that's not telling you what you need to know. You need to experience the person.
That's right.
Because if
that's
you do decide to get serious and you decide to get married, well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to
mm-hmm.
be dealing with their social media page. You're going to be dealing with the person in the flesh. So now what are you going to do when you're coming face to face with that person every day?
That's powerful, LaShawn. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking to LaShawn McQuarrie tonight on our network. And she's also a life coach, ladies and gentlemen, in addition to the author. We're focusing on the book, I'm Not an Option, Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. But she's also a life coach as well. And with that said, LaShawn, let's tell people how to, before we go to the next song, let's tell people how to get that book, ladies and gentlemen. It's holiday season. Y'all need to order that book and send them, put them underneath the tree, put them in the stockings, and ship them out all across the country. How people can get that book, LaShawn? I love it.
All they need to do is go to IamNotAnOption.com. Again, go to IamNotAnOption.com. Get one for yourself. All the ladies, you know, if you're in a book club, make sure you have everyone in a book club order a copy for themselves and their friends and family as well. And we'll be back in just a minute.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Hold on. Here's another one from the Spinners, one we love. Hope you like this one, Sean. Excited. What a great night tonight. As you know, time be flying when we're with you. Well, I love it. We love it, though, don't we? I love it. Hey, LaShawn, we're at the point where we can give out our – we're going to give some shout-outs today. LaShawn, you got any shout-outs? We're going to let you close out, but we're going to do some shout-outs. I'll do my shout-outs and then give it back to you to close us out tonight. Then we'll have a song to take us out, ladies and gentlemen. LaShawn, any shout-outs for you?
Yes, I have a special shout out from one of my BFFs, Miss Flo McCleskey, who is recovering now in the hospital. She's doing such a great job. I love you, sweetheart, and you're going to be awesome once you are back to full health. Also to my fiance, to AJ and his family, to you, Kevin, and to all of our listeners and to everyone who has purchased a copy of I Am Not an Option. I thank you so much. I love you so much. And, you know, my success is also your success. So I just pray that for everyone who listens to the show and who reads the book, that you are blessed beyond measure.
Amen. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we thank everybody who will be listening, who's listening live right now. Thank you so much for your time tonight. We'll ask that you share this out as well, the link out there as well. And also those who will be listening later on, we thank you so much for joining us tonight on the network. Hey, my shout outs are to my wonderful sisters, my dad, my nieces and nephews and brother-in-laws up in New York, ladies and gentlemen, and also Brother AJ again and his wonderful family and LaShawn and her family and a wonderful fiance as well. And we just, we don't want to leave anybody out, but we just thank God for all y'all out there listening today and all my family members around the globe that are listening as well. So thank you so much. Well, LaShawn, let's take us out with a wonderful close out there. You got something good for us? You know, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, those who listen to the program, AJ normally gives us a close out as well, but we're going to let LaShawn do that tonight. So all honor is on LaShawn. Take us out, LaShawn. We're going to have a song right after that.
Awesome. Thank you. Tonight I have a question for all of the lovers, people who want to have love in their life. You should have love of yourself, but you would love to be in a relationship. And my question for you is this. Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? There's a story about a young lady who was having a lot of problems in her life, and she wasn't really sure what to do, so she decided to go visit her mother. And her mother sat her down, and she began to share all of her issues and problems of life. So her mother takes her daughter. She said, come into the kitchen with me. And so they go into the kitchen, and the mother goes into the refrigerator. She pulls out some carrots, some eggs, and then she grabs some coffee beans from out of her pantry. Then she takes three pots and she places water in the three pots. She places them on the stove, and in each pot she places carrots in one, eggs in the other, and coffee beans in the last. And they continue to talk for a while, and about 10, 15 minutes later, the mother calls the daughter over to the stove and she says, tell me what you see. And the daughter said, I see carrots, I see eggs, and I see coffee beans. And the mother laughs, and she says, okay. Then she proceeds to take each item off the stove and places them into individual bowls. And the mother says, I want you to look a little closer. She said, take a look at the carrots, the eggs, and the coffee beans. And the girl goes, I'm looking at them. I don't see anything. What are you talking about? So the mother says, okay, now I want you to feel them. Take your hands and feel the carrots. Then feel the eggs. And lastly, I want you to take a sip of the coffee. The girl follows her mother's instructions, and still she says, Mom, what are you talking about? What are we doing? Where are you going with this? And her mother said, you know, life is like the carrots, the eggs, and the coffee beans. The carrots originally went into the water, and they were nice and firm and strong, but they became very limp and mushy under the pressure of the boiling water. The eggs were very fragile on the inside, but after going through the boiling water, the eggs came out very hard on the inside. The coffee beans were the only thing that went into the boiling water. But instead of breaking and becoming too soft, the coffee beans changed the environment around it. So for all of you who are looking for love, or maybe you already have a relationship and things aren't going the way that you want them to go, I want you to ask yourself, am I a carrot that went into the relationship nice and strong, and I've become kind of wimpy and mushy throughout the course of the relationship or the dating scene? Did you go in like an egg, and at one time you were really, really fragile, and now you become very, very hardened because of the experiences that you've had with relationships? Or are you like the coffee beans and doing your part to change the environment around you? Which one are you, and which one would you like to be?
Powerful. Powerful. That was wonderful, LaShawn. Thank you so much for sharing that. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to listen to that like three or four times, and you'll probably get that as well. That's wonderful, LaShawn. Thank you so much for that. And what a wonderful way to close out today's show as well, LaShawn. So thank you so much for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the New Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio program with LaShawn and KB tonight. And this is dedicated to our awesome co-host and my awesome business partner, Mr. AJ. So God bless you, man. I know you was listening a little earlier. So all is going to be well, because we're going to pray. And also remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus is Lord, and everything's going to be okay. We love you. Well, LaShawn, have a great rest of the evening. Have a great weekend. Can't wait to hear your voice again on the network. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. We hear LaShawn and AJ on the network, talking about the book, talking about relationships, talking about how to help you improve. She is a life coach, author, personal trainer, and an energy healer, and we want you to connect with her as much as you need to, okay? And the way to do that is through LaShawn McCrary, LaShawnMcCrary.com. That is her website. And if you need more details, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We'll make sure you get in touch with LaShawn. She's also on Facebook under her name, as well, Facebook and Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. You can connect with her as well on that. Well, LaShawn, have a great evening, and we talk to y'all next time on the New Love Unlimited Global Network. What a great program tonight, LaShawn. Thank you so much for everything you said tonight.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Good night.
All right, bless you now. Good night, everyone. Take care now. We're going to leave you with Anita Baker. You guys bring us joy every night. Take care now.
And you feel mine. You bring me joy. Be
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this has been a production of the new Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio Program with AJ and LaShawn. We thank you so much. All networks are excited, and we thank you so much for your time. Hey, remember, Jesus is Lord. Always remember to out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. We'll see you next time on the network. Take care now. Bye-bye.